you fall?
I just stood up and started to step over a little grass. I was working in my flower garden out there. I had everything out in that 15 foot between me and the other, the other side of my drive. And I had a friend that ran a sandwich shop in Belle Mead, and another friend that helped her. And so Irene wanted to go to California to see her son. She said, get Essie to help you while I'm gone. And so she was late, and I was out there pulling grass out of the thing, and I saw her coming, and she always stopped at the front, and I wanted her to stop at the drive. And I started to step over, and my foot, this foot did that, and this one went back. I wasn't fat then. If I'd been fat as I am now, I wouldn't have had a leg, would I? I'd sit down on it.
And the bone was sticking out?
Yes, I had on hose. And they were just sticking out then. I couldn't tell what that was. Of course, I was excited.
Yeah, I think I would be a little excited if I said.
And every bone was sticking out at that hole, and I had gangrene by the time I got the hospital.
No kidding.
Florence came in and called the ambulance, and doctor came, and it's the funniest thing. The nurse says, Dr. Murphy, your pants are unzipped and your shirt tail was sticking out. he got up and hurried. It was just good daylight.
And just barely morning.
But he left town, and he forgot to tell him to give me penicillin. I had gangrene by the time I got there, he said.
Oh.
But anyway, his son was graduating in medical school, and he was going somewhere way up north. And he left, and the other doctor didn't do nothing.
Well, did it get worse then?
Huh?
Did it got a lot worse.
Oh, I like to die. For 3 weeks, they were waiting for me to see whether I was going to live or die to take my leg off.
Oh, that's terrible. But they didn't have to do either one. Evidently.
Oh, it was terrible. For 2 years, I'd go way up here and get all that dead flesh and down there.
That's terrible.
And my stomach turned black. It was a funny thing.
That's strange. I never heard such a thing.
Oh, I had gangrene all over me, you know. And I'd say, oh, Lord, oh, mercy. And wherever I'd rub, it would turn black. Just barely, the weight of my hands. Even my arm.
I bet you were scared.
Scared? When I heard them nurses talking, one of them, she was real sweet. And she'd come on at 3 and she'd say, the doctors had another doctor called in, another doctor then. Does the doctor still think they're going to have to take Miss Terrell's leg off? I told him later on, I said, if I'd had my crutches, I'd jumped up and run out of there.
Run out of the hospital, really.
But I was in there 14 weeks, and I came home and stayed about a month, and it wasn't healed. Went back then for a skin graft.
Yeah.
And I got a new infection that night and food poisoning.
You had worse luck than anybody I ever heard of.
And I stayed 5 weeks longer.
That is incredible. Food poisoning from food in the
and
hospital.
He looked at me that morning, and when I was vomiting my head off and, you know, diarrhea, he said, I know what I'd do. I'd just sue H out of this hospital.
Yeah.
It was meat. I just took one bite, and I didn't swallow all of it.
Boy, that must have been really...
It was terrible. Terrible.
What was the matter with it?
It was spoiled, and my daughter was sitting there. She didn't leave day and night for several days, you know.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks before I got better. Enough that the gangrene had subsided. And I said, baby, I believe this meat's spoiled. I was eating asparagus, and I didn't like asparagus.
Yeah.
And I thought that might be it.